Hey, welcome back. This is Carlos, and today we're going to talk about how to find the perfect guy and get him to marry you. Yeah, this week I decided to go for something a little more grandiose to talk to you about. If you want the perfect relationship and the perfect man to have it with, you need to know how to find these guys, right? Contrary to Hollywood and a lot of pop psychology, this is not simply a matter of having it fall into your lap or, you know, having that intern just sweep you off your feet. But there are a few steps that require you to know what you want before you dive into the singles pool to find the man you want. I want to give you 5 steps to find this man of your dreams. And they don't need to be followed in any particular order, but step number one is probably the one you should get done first. So let's start with step number one. Know what you're looking for first. The key to finding the man you want is to know what you're looking for, right? I mean, after all, how will you know if you found him if you don't know what you want or need? Yet, less than 1 in 20 women I talk to has a written list of qualities she's looking for in her perfect man. Most women don't have any idea, really. They're just kind of waiting for love to smack them on the butt. Well, I believe a lot of women make a subconscious choice to not decide on the kind of man that she wants, because that would mean she'd have to eliminate all the men that don't match her list. And you don't want to eliminate those possibilities, do you? And it makes it even less likely that she's going to find them. Or so that line of thinking would go anyways, right? But the problem with this kind of emotional logic is that if you try to cast a wide net, you're going to catch a lot of skanky fish. And those fish will waste your time and distract you from seeing the quality man you're looking for. So take the time and come up with a short list of qualities that you want in him. I usually advise women to have 2 lists for this purpose. A list of must-haves, things he must bring to the table, no excuses. Okay, that's number one. And that list can also include a list of must-not-have, like my list always had non-smoker on it, so no smoking. Number 2 list that you need to have is a list of nice-to-haves. These are the things that would add spice and a sense of mutual interest to both of you. Every relationship either has some of these, or it must create a few of them, or it won't survive. Keep this list on hand and review it regularly. Revise it when necessary. Step number 2, don't compromise your list for convenience or out of panic. This is the other part of the first step that is pretty darn important. Because of all the women that do have an idea of what they're looking for, most, if not all of them, would abandon their list if they found a man who would make a commitment to them. Right? That's kind of like the total ace card in your deck. If you find that guy that's willing to make a commitment, most of the time you're going to put aside any list you might have, even if he's not the right fit. Now, the problem with this is that one of 2 things is going to happen. First, he won't keep your interest, at the very least. And at the worst, he will drive you insane. Or you might forge a relationship out of it, but there will be issues that come up frequently. Some people even discover that the list they created wasn't very accurate to begin with. Now, there are a lot of things you might consider musts right now, but aren't really that big a deal. If you discover a few, you change your list and you keep evolving your list. It's a living template of your needs. But don't compromise it simply because sticking with it means you'll have to leave the relationship. If you're in a situation like that, don't think that you don't have the strength to end it if you had to. You're going to be challenged by your insecurities and your areas of weakness in your relationship. This is how we evolve and become better partners for the next person. You see, no one is born an expert in handling relationships, and unfortunately, only a terribly small percentage of women, I mean really small percentage of women and men, will ever get really good at the skills that make relationships work. I hate to say it, but most people are kind of floating by, just hoping that nothing comes up. Don't let the emotional panic of a relationship freak you out and compromise the things that are important to you. Step number 3, keep your options open. One of the first things a woman wants to do when she finds a worthy candidate for a relationship is she wants to lock him down, right? And this usually makes her stop hanging out with her friends. After all, she'd much rather spend all her time with him. This makes her start spending all of her valuable time, all of her available time with him, even time that she knows she should be spending on her own life, and it makes her neglect other areas of her life, like her family, her exercise, her career, things like that. And it also makes her usually stop dating other guys. Now, that last one is much more important than you think. Mostly because men notice when a woman no longer keeps her options available. you have to have more than one option in your life for several reasons. And by options, I mean men that you're actively looking at as candidates to win your heart. And the reason you need more than one is, well, first of all, it fuels the challenge that men need to summon our best to win you. It also, another reason is that having more than one guy will ensure that you see all his qualities, good and bad. Another is that you'll have a frame of reference for comparison. You'll feel more relaxed, and he will sense that you're not the usual kind of woman that's only after the fastest commitment she can get. This is immensely attractive to him, by the way. You'll also have an emotional buffer. If one guy isn't making the cut, well, guess what? You got another guy in the bench there that's ready to play with you. You won't have to feel like you're facing loneliness or despair to walk out of one relationship and into another. And this creates a feeling of abundance in your life that will keep your attitude positive, especially when you need it most. And if you want to know, hey, Carlos, how can I attract more than one guy into my life? I'd be more than willing to do it, but I got to have that irresistible thing going on. Well, I'm going to show you in a few minutes. Step four is keep your eyes open. Let's face it, we are all on our best behavior in the start of a relationship. We put on the best behavior to keep the other person as interested as much as we possibly can, anyways. After all, what if they saw our flaws? What if they saw our not so perfect side? Would they still love us? Well, yes, they would, but it's better to not take a chance. So we keep the illusion up as much as we can, right? Now, there's a natural amount of this kind of behavior that happens in every relationship, but there comes a time when the facade must slip away, and then we can start to get real for the other person, right? And the sooner that this happens, the better it is for the relationship. Now, I can hear you crying out, but Carlos, if he sees the real me, won't he just run away? Eventually, he's going to see you, with or without your help. It's inevitable. You can't hide the real you. But if you think that putting on a false front and pretending to be someone you're not is going to make him more likely to stay, well, let's just say that the rude awakening is going to take you by surprise. It's a balancing act in the beginning, okay? You only need to level up your game enough to not break the spell of his interest in you. All right. In other words, you only have to bring yourself up to the level so that you don't break that spell. Later on, when he's fallen in love with you, you can relax a little bit so he can relax and fall more in love with the genuine you. And if you think about it, the person that we're often trying to be at the start is not a bad person, right? I mean, it's the person you're trying to show him is really the best parts of you. It's the ideal version of you that we often aspire to be in real life. And that's not a bad thing. So what you need to do is keep your eyes open for him as well. You want to be able to read him, and you want to know what's going on in his experience. This is really important. Most of the women that I coach, I find that they get so caught up in their own perspective that they completely miss many of the signals that he sends. And this is to both of your detriment, from both yours and his, because when one person misses out on what could have been, you both lose. So keep an eye on him. Watch for his reactions. But, and this is on the other side, don't angst and don't torture yourself over interpreting every little thing he does. Just check in and note when you see him not being that into it, okay? Be willing to check his reality from time to time, because if he's not happy, he won't stick around no matter how happy you are. Which brings us to one of the biggest steps in creating the relationship you've always dreamed of. Step number five. When the time is right, make him commit to you. Now, there does come a time when you have to be willing to pull the trigger and get him to commit to you. But first, you have to, first of all, be sure. If you did step number one and you have a good list of qualities you want and you kept your winning qualities list alive without compromising it, well, you can be pretty sure he's right for you. And then congratulations, you can be sure he's the right guy. You, of course, need to choose well. Of course, you can still have a guy that meets your requirements, but you might not make the best choice if you didn't keep those options open. The reason I emphasize this one area is that it will make the biggest difference to your feelings of well-being when you're dating, okay? And it's the one that most women will completely ignore my advice about, which is choosing the right guy. It will feel weird to you at first, but you'll realize why you need to shake off any trace of neediness and desperation from you, okay? Having other candidates lined up, having another guy in your life will keep you from having this kind of tunnel vision for one man. Like I said, you won't know what it is you're missing out on if you don't know what else is out there. And that's pretty much the only way you can be sure you're making the best possible choice. To choose well, you've got to have more than one choice. It's not being selfish. Better to avoid a relationship where you'll resent each other down the road, don't you think? Now, I've had to help plenty of women who knew deep down that they didn't gel with the guy in their life, and yet they still pursued the relationship out of a fear of losing him. And eventually that only created a whole lot of unmet expectations and resentment in the long run. And finally, the one thing you gotta do is you gotta keep it real. Remember when I said to relax a bit when the time is right? If he's showing signs of getting serious, then you can gradually reveal more and more of the real you. Now to do that, you need to walk the fine line between brutal honesty and, of course, being too stingy with the details of your life. People with certain personalities have the problem of being on either end of this particular spectrum. Shy women might not give up too much about themselves, while the extroverted ones have a tendency for going overboard. They share too much. Whatever side you're on, it's always a good idea to start off with just harmless subjects to talk about first and then work your way into the deeper stuff as you go on. And finally, there is a little way to bypass this whole roadblock in front of you altogether and accelerate the process of getting commitment from him. Guys are hardwired to follow something that I call the love law. And this is the key. This is the big key to make a man fall for you and as many men as you want in your life to fall for you. The beauty of this is that once you trigger this built-in psychological mechanism, he'll automatically feel like he's known you his whole life. And when you start dropping those truth bombs on him, he won't run for cover, okay? You can show the real you. And instead of running, he'll actually feel privileged and special for sharing those deeply personal details with him. Now, if you'd like to know how and why men decide to commit to a woman wholeheartedly without fear, well, I've made a little video, great little video, short video presentation about it that you need to see. Go check it out. It's over at datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. It's a brand new video with some very cool stuff, including what this love law is and how men respond to something I call the Cupid effect. So if you want to know what that effect is, go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Where else? I'll be talking again soon. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.